From Open Space Park in Sioux Center, good afternoon. As the Dort College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference football this afternoon. Coming up, Christian Zalster will have a look at our pregame, will take us through the pregame show. But first, we check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Wastra with his look at this week in GPAC football.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, September 17, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference and Cypress Risk Management Innovative Insurance Solutions. On your Football Saturday Report this week, let's take a look back at last week's GPAC Football scoreboard. The final game of the KCAC GPAC Challenge, that went to Dort. They defeated McPherson last Saturday, 27-13. The GPAC for 2016 goes 7-2 in the challenge. Other finals from last Saturday around the conference, Concordia wins at Ottawa, 34-23. That game not a part of the KCAC GPAC Challenge. Dickinson State at home over Northwestern, 42-13. Midland goes to 3-0, a 42-24 win at North Park. It was Hastings on the road winning over Valley City State, 35-32. Dakota Wesleyan defeats Jamestown in North Dakota, 55-17. Presentation in Aberdeen defeats Briarcliff, 29-0. And Dona winner at William Jewell, 23-12, the final score. The Hoff Mid-America Sports Football Players of the Week then for last week, week two of the honors. Dylan Turner, quarterback from Dakota Wesleyan, he is the offensive player of the week. Michael Hedlund, linebacker from Concordia, he is the defensive player of the week. And Andres Burgoyne, the kicker from Doan, is the special teams performer for this week in GPAC football. And Burgoyne was named the NAIA National Special Teams Player of the Week. That is a look back at last week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coming up after this short break, we'll preview the opening weekend of GPAC football matchups. The GPAC Football Saturday Report will continue right after this timeout.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled 641 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes and 164 NAIA Scholar Teams. Since the league began in 2000, the GPAC has claimed 23-team NAIA National Championships. For more information about the GPAC, visit our website at gpacksports.com or follow us on Twitter at gpacksports. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
It is the opening Saturday of GPAC conference matchups for 2016. There are four conference matchups on the slate today and one non-conference game. Let's go to the conference games first, and we will begin with the NAIA Game of the Week, as voted on by the fans. The All-Tiger matchup in Mitchell, South Dakota. Dakota Wesleyan will host Doan. Dakota Wesleyan ranked 14th in the NAIA in the new poll that came out earlier in the week. They are coming into the game at 2-1. They'll host a 2-0 Doan squad, who is ranked 5th in the NAIA, 1 o'clock kick at Joe Quintal Field. Midland will travel to the Dakota Dome. They'll take on Briarcliff. Midland comes into this game at 3-0 on the season. Concordia, they're inside the top 25 for the first time this year. The Bulldogs rank 20th, and they will host Northwestern, who comes in with a record of 0-2. A pair of unbeatens in Sioux Center this week. Dort at 2-0, their third straight home game. They're going to welcome in now number 2, Morningside and the Mustangs. Morningside is 1-0. They did not play last week, have a season-opening KCAC GPAC win over Ottawa. The final matchup for this week is a non-conference matchup in Hastings. The Broncos will play host to the University of Jamestown Jimmies. So that's your matchups for this week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. For more, go to gpacksports.com or follow us on Twitter. We are at GPAC Sports. This has been the GPAC Report for September 17, brought to you by Cypress Risk Management. I'm Corey Westra.
Welcome in. You're listening to another edition of the Dort College Defender Football pregame show here on KDCR 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. a lot to get to today. The Dort College Defenders are hosting the number 2 team in NAIA football, the Morningside Mustangs. They come into the game at 1-0, while Dort comes into the game at 2-0. It's first ever 2-0 start in program history. A lot of improvement for the Defenders, but a very, very tall task on hand today against the number 2 team in the country, a team that shut Dort out 49-0 last year and really coasted from beginning to end. It's a big game for Dort, obviously, a measuring stick to see where they are compared to their non-conference schedule and now getting into the meat of the GPAC schedule, the cream of the crop in Sioux Center today, and we'll get to that here shortly. But I do want to quickly take a look at the GPAC. Our current standings, several undefeated teams going into today. First of all, Midland is 3-0, the only 3-0 team. And then there are four ranked teams. Concordia is number 20, they're 2-0, as is number 5 ranked Doan. Dort's 2-0, as is Hastings. Morningside, number 2 team in the country, 1-0. Dakota Wesleyan still number 14 at 2-1. And then Briarcliff comes into the weekend with a 1-2 record. And the Northwestern Red Raiders, 0-2. Last week, there were some exciting football games. The end of the GPAC-KCAC showdown between the Defenders and McPherson. We'll get into that in a little bit. Some of your scores from last Saturday, though. Concordia won at Ottawa, 34-23. Dickinson State University won fairly easily at home against Northwestern, 42-13. Midland won at North Park University, 42-24. Dort held off the McPherson Bulldogs 27-13 in Sioux Center. Hastings went to Valley City State and came away with a three-point victory, 35-32. Dakota Wesleyan, they came away with a big victory over Jamestown, 55-17. Presentation cruised against Briarcliff, 29-0. And then rounding out the GPAC slate, Doan won at William Jewell College, 23-12. So some exciting and good results for the GPAC. The GPAC coming away only with two losses last week and playing some very good teams, a ranked team, a couple teams receiving votes. So a good week for the GPAC in football, one of the best conferences in NAIA, and we'll expect more of the same. But looking at today's opponent for the Dort College Defenders, the number 2 ranked team in the country, the Morningside Mustangs, who next week will travel to Wisconsin to take on NCAA Division III powerhouse Wisconsin Whitewater. I don't know if you paid attention last year, but those two teams played actually on ESPN3 in Sioux City. It came down to the wire. Wisconsin Whitewater scored the game-winning touchdown against Morningside with about 30 seconds remaining, so it was a really exciting game. It'll be interesting to see how that one turns out this year, but Morningside's got a game on hand today, and they'll be facing the Dort College Defenders. Going into today, I mentioned Morningside 1-0. Their one win came 2 weeks ago. They played on September 3rd, so they've only played once so far this year. A very slow start to the season, but they cruised against Ottawa. It was in Sioux City, but Ottawa, who Concordia just beat last weekend 34-23, was trounced by the Mustangs 62-0. Morningside scored 20, 21, 14, and 7 by the quarters. They had a starting quarterback, a redshirt sophomore, Trent Salzma, filling in for Ryan Kasdorf. And for the Defenders, they have a tough, tough, tough opponent this week. Looking at the defense, Morningside allowed just under 100 yards, 99 offensive yards for Ottawa. That's how talented their defense is. And then their offense, 633 total yards of offense. They were extremely impressive. They are an extremely dangerous team, and they're thrilling to watch if you're a fan, but not when your team is squaring off against the Mustangs, a very, very talented side. And Morningside head coach Steve Ryan knows that. He was very impressed with what the team did offensively and defensively a couple weeks ago.
It was Trent Salzma. You know, he's a redshirt sophomore for us. Played quite a bit last year just kind of in a backup role for Ryan Kasdorf. It was really kind of his start of just taking over at quarterback for us. And I just thought he managed and handled the offense really well and was pleased with how he approached his first game. Just the way our guys played up front, specifically against the run, I thought our D-line and linebackers really played well.
And with the talent Morningside has on both sides of the ball, that's really all the Mustangs need from Trent Salzma, at least for now. All they really need is for him to be a game manager, someone to control the ball, take care of the ball, dish it out to the receivers, hand it off to the running backs. Their toughest game comes in a couple weeks against Concordia. That'll be their homecoming. Concordia ranked. They'll have back-to-back weeks against ranked opponents. Concordia on October 1, and then number 5 ranked Doan on October 8, so that'll be tough for Morningside. But they're not looking past Dort. They are keeping their eye on this week. Coach Ryan was very adamant about that, and he also said it's not quite as hard to keep your guys as focused on this week as you might think.
You know, really, number one, Dort is 2-0, and they've got, specifically in Dakota State, a very impressive win. And offensively, they're putting up good numbers. So, you know, just watching Dort on film, and you've seen them live, I mean, they're a much more exciting and better football team this year than they have been in the past. And so I think Dort in and of itself just keeps you focused on what you have to do. And I mean, and the rest is just talking about it and having the players talk about it in practice.
And I'm sure Coach Ryan will be making sure his guys stay focused, especially with a redshirt sophomore quarterback, Trent Salzma, who did play some last year, but he was in a backup role behind Ryan Kasdorf. And yes, he got a start at the beginning of the season, but now we're getting into GPAC play, and Morningside plays every single week from now until the end of the regular season. They're trying to make the playoffs for another consecutive year, and trying to make the national semifinals for a fifth straight year under Coach Ryan. They've had a heck of a run, but they still take things week to week. I know that's a little bit of coach speak, but I'm sure at least that's what Coach Ryan has been preaching to his players for the longest time, and he's certainly preaching it this week. He mentioned it, Dort looking better already this year than ever before, 2-0, more exciting. And he said there are going to be a couple keys that Morningside will need to make sure they don't slip up and make this one closer than it needs to be.
I think there's three keys, you know, for us in this game. Number one, we've got to create big plays for ourselves on offense while limiting Dort's big plays as much as possible. Number two, we need to play the game effectively on special teams. Dort's done some good things. They've run a few tricks and different things, and we need to make sure that we're taking care of the ball and winning the game on special teams. And then number three is just turnovers. We got to find ways to create turnovers and making sure we don't turn over ourselves.
Some very interesting stuff from Coach Ryan, and one other thing he told me, he was preaching to his team this week and really every week. He says, you are the favorite. He wants his guys aware of it. He wants them stating the fact. He thinks if his team tells itself it's the favorite, it's going to be aware for any trick plays the other teams were running, and certainly they will have the extra confidence added that maybe helps pull out a victory in a consecutive week. So Morningside trying to get back on track after a couple of weeks without playing football. It's been 2 weeks since they've stepped on the field for live game action, and they'll try to move to 2-0 today against the Defenders. From Dort's side, taking a look first at their win over McPherson, it wasn't really anything special for a while. That game was pretty close. It was 14-13 in the second half, but then one play changed the game, and Bryce Licka certainly took advantage for the Defenders.
Dort College trying to draw McPherson off the hand and snap it to Licka. Licka on the fake. He's to the 45-40, 35-30, one man to beat. Cuts it back to the middle of the field, 20, and forced out of bounds. First down, Dort College, as the Defenders gamble and win that time.
That was Mike Biker with the call for you on KDCR 88.5 FM last week. The Defenders gambled and it paid off. On a 4th-and-4 on their own 48, they had a fake punt. The snap directed directly to Bryce Licka, who took it around the left edge with a couple blockers at his side and went 36 yards down the field and gave the Defenders a first down into the red zone. A huge momentum play for the Defenders. And for Coach Penner, and Coach Penner has a lot of confidence in his special teams coach Adam Conway to make that decision and call the fake punt.
Yeah, I think we were in a spot where we need to pull away. We need to separate ourselves. It was kind of a pull out your big punch, pull out the big gun kind of moment in the game in the third quarter. And you know, Coach Conway, he's developing almost legendary status with fake punts. I think he was on his calls last year, 7 for 7 on converting, if I remember the statistics right. And so when he comes to me at a moment, and I know he's prepared the right fake for the right time, and he comes confident, I have a lot of trust in him.
Well, that trust certainly paid off last week. The fake punt was a success, and it really changed the momentum of the game. We had a quote from Coach Penner last week talking about momentum is the 10%, that you can go out there, you can control momentum, you can gain it, you can't sit back and wait for it, but 10% of games are won and lost with momentum. And last week, I'd say that number is probably a little bit higher. Dort went out there, they grabbed momentum by the horns, they took advantage, and they piled it on McPherson, coming away with a 27-13 victory. And for the Defenders, it's the first ever 2-0 start in program history. Let that sink in. This is the best start for the Defenders ever, and it's just the first year of Coach Penner, Coach Mingo, Coach Nutt, and the rest of the regime. So there could be some brighter times ahead. I know that's what Defender Nation is hoping for. I know that's what the coaches are hoping for as well. And they think they have the talent. They think they have the recruiting ability. They think they have the knowledge to make that a possibility and to turn this program around, make the Defenders a better, stronger football program and start to become a little bit of a force in the GPAC. Statistically, another beautiful day offensively for Dort College. 561 total yards. They ran 83 plays, 157 of those 561 were through the air, and then 404 rushing yards. Lidka led the Defenders with 110 rushing yards. 30 fewer attempts this week, 43 attempts in week one, only 13 rushes this week. Brock Lamley had 12 rushes for 95 yards. Reggie Washington had 9 rushes for 83 yards. So right there, 178 yards rushing just from your quarterbacks alone. And then not to mention Lamley, 13-23 for 137. And then Reggie Washington was 2-for-3 with 20 yards passing through the air. Jason Miller had another solid day. Not 220-plus yards, but he did have 7 catches for 86 yards to lead the Defenders. Keith and Drury had 5 receptions, more as kind of a dump-off. Dumped the ball down back. He had 29 yards and then a couple catches. Tanner Conover had 1 catch for 21 yards and Dylan Stevens 1 catch for 14 yards. But the Defenders, a great game. They started off sloppy. Couple fumbles in that first quarter that certainly put the crowd on pins and needles. But for the Defenders, they were able to shake it off. They were able to convert. They were able to force a turnover later on. They recovered a fumble. And they also forced an interception from Ed Crouch of McPherson, who threw the ball 43 times. He was 24 of 43 for 220 yards. Did not have a passing touchdown in the game, but he did have a rushing touchdown for himself. Moving to this week for the Defenders, there's a couple ways they plan to hopefully attack Morningside. Hopefully things go better than they have traditionally in the past, and with Coach Penner, that includes balancing out the field, and that means being able to use every single part of the field and every part of your game plan.
The offense is really predicated on you have to have there's just got to be 4 areas that we're competent in. The first area would be our inside run game. We have to find a way to be competent in between the tackles. And we have a variety of guys that can help fill that role. And then the next would be if a team wants to make the quarterback pull the ball an option and run the football, we need to be able to do that. Our quarterbacks had a combined almost 200 yards rushing. And, you know, the third would be the perimeter run game with the pitch and the sweep. You know, and if a team wants to take that away, it's just going to open up other things. And so, and then the fourth would be we have to be able to distribute the ball in the passing game. I believe a defense can take away 2 or 3 of those very, very, schematically. You can target to stop 2 or 3 of those. I think it's very difficult to say we're going to shut down all 4. So teams throughout the year, you're going to see different teams take different approaches. I think last week they made it clear they didn't want us to run the ball in between the tackles. They must have seen the fact that we had 250 yards rushing with Bryce Lidka, and I think he only had 12 carries last week. But like I said, our quarterbacks had almost 200 yards rushing, and that's just the way the offense works. So if we're competent in those four areas, then, you know, hopefully that, you know, defensively you can take away what you want. We'll just use the others.
Well, if there's one team that can take away three and certainly try to take away four, it is this Morningside Mustang team. An extremely difficult squad and a tough challenge ahead for the Defenders. But Coach Penner said he's never mentioned the word underdog to his team once this week. Nobody is allowed to use the word underdog, and some coaches really like to play on that. Coach Penner isn't one of those. He said he doesn't want the word underdog mentioned this week, and it's kind of a similar approach to what Coach Ryan of Morningside has. He's telling his team repeatedly throughout the week, you are the favorite, believe you are the favorite. And for Dort, Coach Penner doesn't want them going into it thinking, you are the underdog. You are going to have to be able to do more than you ever have to come away with a victory. Coach Penner doesn't want that in their mind. He wants them to focus on right here, right now, play your role, play your scheme, and if everybody executes their role, their scheme correctly, then you've got a great shot at coming away with a game. And while that's technically true, it is an interesting approach, because usually you hear a lot of coaches use the underdog role, but Coach Penner wants no part of that. He doesn't want his team thinking they're underdogs, and all the more power to him. I know 9 out of 10 coaches probably would really play on that underdog theme and use that to fire up their guys, saying nobody believes in us except us. Let's believe in each other and let's get it done. But Coach Penner, he's got faith in his team, and we'll see what the team has coming out today. It'll be interesting to see how Dort attacks Morningside, especially because last year Morningside won 49-0, and a big part of the reason why they didn't get to 50 and why the score wasn't more one-sided than it already was because at that time with Coach Youngblood, the offense liked to use up a lot of the clock. They used a lot of the play clock, and they're snapping the ball with under 5 seconds on the play clock almost every single play. We'll see if Coach Penner takes a similar approach, trying to keep it close by limiting the possessions Morningside has, or if he's going to stick to his game plan. He said the preparation this week has not been any different this week compared to the first 3 game weeks the team is making. There are no adjustments in terms of their preparation. It's worked for 2 consecutive weeks. They're hoping it works for a third.
We need to out-physical our opponent. It's not likely Morningside will turn the ball over 4 times and give us this game. We know that. We have to play physical football. We have to play our brand of football.
Obviously, that's easier said than done against a really good team, but for Dort, they will have to be physical if they want a shot to be Morningside. It's a long shot, but it's one that's certainly there. There's a reason you play the games, and they're not played on paper. Announcers, commentators say that all the time, and it certainly is true. A big task for the Defenders today. We'll see how they shape up. It'll be a good measuring stick against the cream of the crop, the second best team in NAIA football currently, according to the polls. And for the Defenders, there's a long road ahead, a long season, and today's the start of the GPAC season. Thanks for listening in to Defender Football Pregame. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. You've been listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. If you have any questions, quotes, or comments, or you want to hear from some other people, you can mention me on Twitter, at ESPN Chizzy, that's at ESPN Chizzy, or send me an email, zylstracm at gmail.com, that's zylstracm at gmail.com. It's been a pleasure being here with you. The Dort College Defenders host the number 2 ranked team in the country, the Morningside Mustangs, here on KDCR. Mike Fiker with a call.
Thanks, Christian Zylstra, for that look at today's matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. We are having the coin toss currently at midfield. The Dort College Defenders decked out in their black jersey tops and black pants. Dort College has won the opening coin toss. They have elected to receive. They will be moving from right to left this afternoon. That is from south to north, if you are familiar with the football field here at Open Space Park. The Dort College Defenders, as Christian alluded to, 2-0 this season already, starting with a win at home over Dakota State. earned another non-conference win over McPherson last week Saturday. And today, taking on Great Plains Athletic Conference Perennial Power Morningside. For the Morningside Mustangs, they have been off since a win over Ottawa to start the season. They had last week off. Next week, they play Wisconsin Whitewater. And then it's back to the Great Plains Athletic Conference battles for the Morningside Mustangs after next week. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on a beautiful sunny afternoon here in Sioux Center. The Dort College defenders will send Bryce Litka and Keithan Drury back deep. Those two will be, well, actually, Litka will be deep along with Marcus Whipper, Keithan Drury, along with Ben Hayes, stationed at the 20-yard line. So you've got some return capabilities, really, for three out of the four there. Ben Hayes probably not going to break anything, but three out of the four deep for Dort College have the potential and are in the two deep for the Dort College defenders. Kicking off for the Morningside Mustangs, that'll be Brett Cochran-Bray teeing it up at the 35-yard line. Here at game time in Sioux Center, winds are light. What winds we do have are out of the north-northwest at 0 to 5 miles per hour. Game time temp, 64 degrees. Morningside in their white tops, maroon numbers, and they also wear the maroon leggings. We are set for football. Morningside has owned this rivalry. This is the ninth meeting between these two teams. Morningside leads it 8-0. And Cochran-Bray with the opening kickoff, and we are underway, and that will drive Litka into the end zone, and he will take an E. And the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10 after the touchback. For the Dort College defenders offensively, Brock Lamley took the majority of the snaps last week for Dort College. Lamley, number 14, a threat to run and throw. Probably in the order of throw and run, though, for Reggie Washington. Reggie, more of a threat to run and then throw as a secondary. We will see both quarterbacks, I would imagine, before the afternoon is over. Brock Lamley out on the field. Behind him is Bryce Litka. Dort College going with twins left and right. Send a man in motion left to right. That's Drury. Back to pass is Lamley after the fake on the handoff. Throw is deep, and the pass is intercepted near midfield. And the Dort College defenders go to the air, and picking it off immediately is Tarian Turk. Turk played it pretty well. They had three players surrounding Jason Miller, the leading receiver for the Dort College defenders. They played it well, and over the top, Turk comes over to make the play. And the Dort College defenders, a pass and an interception, and the Morningside Mustangs have it first down and 10 with 14:53 left to play. Here in the first quarter, they've got it at their own 45-yard line. Trent Salzma is the quarterback. Salzma, a very accurate passer last season. He was a backup, now inserted into the starting lineup for the Morningside Mustangs. Back to pass, he's going to go for the home run ball, has a man open, and the pass is complete down to the 20-yard line. On the coverage was Garrett Wybinga. Wybinga, the linebacker, got paired up with Tanner Versteg. Versteg, the junior from Little Rock, making the catch over the top of Wybinga. Wybinga, senior from Burley, Idaho, for the defenders. And the Morningside Mustangs, one play, and they are deep into Dort College territory. Football marked at the 18-yard line. Handoff goes on the goes to the running back, Tyler Cavan. Cavan towards the end zone, and Cavan into the end zone for an 18-yard touchdown run. And the Morningside Mustangs take the early 6-0 lead pending the point after. So Cavan works around the left edge, averaging 7.6 yards per carry after that win over Ottawa last week. And the Morningside Mustangs, with 14:34 remaining in the first quarter, take a 6-0 lead. On to attempt the point after for the Mustangs. This is Jared Amundson. And the Morningside Mustangs will take their spot as they line up around the center. Hold will be Jason Vanderkuyt. Well, I beg your pardon, I believe that's J.D. Coljat. A backup quarterback is on the hold. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Morningside Mustangs have taken a 7-0 lead. 7-0 our score, 26 seconds into this contest. Back with more after this. Well, Morningside strikes quickly. They didn't waste any time. Two plays and a 55-yard touchdown drive, a pass, and a run. And that's how Morningside takes a 7-0 lead. It was all set up by an interception near midfield on Dort College's first play from scrimmage. On to kick is Brett Cochran Bray. So Morningside splits their kicking chores between the place kicker and with the young man who takes care of the kickoff duties. Short kickoff. This is taken by Miedema. Miedema at the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Spins, gets away from a tackler, to the 25, up the edge, 30, and driven out of bounds at the 37-yard line. So Taylor Miedema, the freshman from Sheldon, Iowa, with the return, and he is knocked out of bounds. We'll wait and see where they officially mark him. Now, Miedema did not play last week, and the kicker shaken up on the play. That's Cochran Bray. And the Dort College defenders have it first down and 10 at their own 38-yard line. So Cochran Bray will be escorted off of the field with the help of the assistance of a trainer. Brock Lamley takes the troops back out, and the Dort College defenders trying to get something good going offensively. Tough way to start the contest. Now you've got to regroup and come back with a sustained drive here. Lamley, the quarterback, two men in the backfield. Dort College going over the nine formation. Lamley on the right edge. He's got a 10-yard pickup and is brought down at the 48-yard line. Punishing hit that time by Luke Gibbs. Gibbs comes over, the 6'3", 245-pounder, makes the tackle, but not before Lamley gets a first down. So the Dort College defenders take a first down. Running option. Well, this is the first time this season we have seen two players in the backfield behind the quarterback for Dort College. Hand off to Litka. Litka up the middle. Gain of 2 on the play. It'll be second down and 8. Second down and 8. Dort College with a football in Morningside territory just past the midfield stripe. They need the 42-yard line for a first down. Hand off to Litka. Litka on the right hash mark, and Litka falls forward near a first down, down to the 42-yard line. Looks like another first down. The head linesman signaling, moving the chains over, and the Dort College defenders a couple of first downs. Lamley has Litka as the fullback. Drury is the tailback. The receivers for Dort College right now, you're going to line Miedema up on the right side by himself. You've got Van Groningen to the near side, and you've got Jason Miller in the slot on the hash mark. Lamley in the pistol, hands it off, and the football's down on the ground, and nobody knows it except for the Morningside Mustangs. And coming up with a recovery for the Morningside Mustangs is number 51, Caden McDonald. Looked like a mistake on the handoff. Litka, it appeared to me, didn't appear look like he was prepared to take that football. Expected Lamley to take it away and run the option with Drury. Instead, the ball ends up on the turf here at Open Space Park and near the midfield stripe. Morningside has forced their second turnover of the contest. Morningside with the football near midfield. Shotgun formation for the Mustangs. Salzma is the quarterback. Salzma swings it out to the near side. That's a completion to the 45-yard line. Tackle made by Ryan Cisneros as he knocks the ball carrier out of bounds. That's Michael Whitehead. Whitehead knocked out of bounds after the short reception. A gain of 4 on the play. It'll be second down and 6 with 13:07 remaining here in the first quarter. Morningside leads 7-0. Split backfield. Now they empty the backfield. Salzma the quarterback. Sends J.D. Coljat on the left side. He lines up as a tight end. Back to pass to Salzma. He's looking deep. Now throws over the middle. Wide open on the seam is Coljat. Coljat running in for the touchdown. A 46-yard pass and catch. Salzma to Coljat. And the Mustangs have taken a 13-0 lead. 13-0 our score, 12:45 remaining here in the first quarter. And the Mustangs, a 13-0 lead pending the point after. On to attempt the point after again is Amundsen. Amundsen will kick it out of the hold of Kuljat. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And the Mustangs take a 14-0 lead just over 2 minutes into this. Oh, beg your pardon. Yeah, just over 2 minutes into this contest. The Morningside Mustang offense, quick strike. They have a two-score lead. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Morningside jumping out to a 14-0 lead. Couple of possessions and a couple of quick scores. And the Mustangs out in front 14-0. Back to return for the defenders will be Miedema and Whipper. Drury is back for the defenders as well, along with Ben Hayes. Morningside showing why they're one of the top five teams in the country perennially. And here's the kickoff. Dort College receiving the kick for the third time this afternoon. Miedema takes it at the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. He's on the right side and upended, head over heels, ends up face mask down on the turf at the 23-yard line, picks himself up, and the Morningside Mustangs will send the defense onto the field. Defense has forced two turnovers, and the Dort College defenders will try to sustain something offensively. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joyner Zwart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. So Morningside out to a 14-0 lead. We'll get our first look at Reggie Washington this afternoon at quarterback. Reggie turns, hands, gives to the fullback, Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka picks up 3 on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 7. So Dort College going to the running game, trailing 14-0, and they're giving Reggie Washington a look. Reggie Washington trying to get the play in from the sideline. He's got Litka and Drury behind him, Van Groningen. And Miller to the near side. Reggie's going to run option, keeps it himself, fake the pitch, and keeps it to the 30-yard line before he's brought down. Short gain on the play. Brings up 3rd down and 3. Dort College needs at least the 33-yard line for a first down. Dort College looking to the sideline, taking a little more time off of the clock right now as they wait for that play to come in. Now Dort College will go 4 wide. Got Corey Petulia lining up in the slot to the right. Slot to the left is Drury. Washington back to throw. Under pressure. Pass is incomplete. We have a flag on the play. Might be a hold near the 40-yard line. They're going to throw it, toss it back to the 37, so that'll be a spot foul. And it appears that's going to be against Dort College. Was 3rd down and 3. If Morningside takes the play, it'll be 4th down and 3. So they have the opportunity to decline the penalty if they want. So pass interference, the call. Morningside will decline the penalty. They'll take the outcome of that play instead, and that's a incomplete pass. And that will bring up 4th down, and Dort College is punting for the first time this afternoon. So Morningside forcing Dort College to punt from their own 30. That's the line of scrimmage. Casey Biker on to punt, averaging nearly 38 yards per punt. Snap is high. He goes after it, gets under it, sends a wobbler to the right sideline, and that'll take a Dort College bounce out of bounds in Morningside territory, but it's going to be good field position for the Mustangs as they will have it at about the 47-yard line. Morningside will take over 1st down and 10. At their own 47. 23-yard punt. 23-yard punt for Biker that time. And the Morningside Mustangs will take over first down and 10 with 11:27 remaining here in the first quarter. Morningside has struck and struck quickly, and now they have the football again. Trent Salzma in the pistol has running back behind him, sends a man in motion right to left. Hand off to Kavan. Kavan to midfield, tripped up by Wybinga at the 47-yard line. Wybinga with the tackle. Garrett's been one of the leading tacklers for the Dort College Defenders this season. Hurry up offense. Back to pass. Toss it over to the right side, and Whitehead in and out of the hands of Michael Whitehead. Whitehead, five catches in the win over Ottawa last week. Now facing third down and four after the drop pass. Third and four for the Mustangs. And the Mustangs send two receivers to the left, one to the right. The near side is Whitehead. Fake the handoff, back to pass to Salzma. He's looking deep over the middle, has a man open again. Pass is incomplete. On the coverage for the defenders was Joey Levitier. Levitier was close enough, but the pass was not on the money. And the pass falls incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down and four. For the Mustangs, that was Tanner Versteeg running the deep route. And that will bring that will send the Morningside Mustangs onto the field with their punt team for the first time this afternoon. Fair catch called for by Miller at the 10-yard line, and that's to where Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 10 with 10:48 remaining here in the first quarter. 14-0, Morningside leading Dort College. 14-0, our score. Mustangs pinning Dort College deep in their own territory. Poorest field position for Dort College to start a drive so far this afternoon. Reggie Washington, the quarterback. Lone setback with him is Bryce Litka. Washington sends Drury in motion, left to right. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, and Litka wasn't too far off a breaking one there. Picks up three on the play. Second down and seven. Dort College needs the 21-yard line for a first down. They're still short of the 15. Reggie Washington looking to the sideline for his play call. Miller is on the far side of the field. In the slot to the near side. That's Dylan Stevens. Hand off to Drury. Drury to the 20, to the 25, and ridden out of bounds near the 30. They'll mark him out at the 32-yard line. That's a 17-yard pickup on the play for Keithan Drury. Stop the clock momentarily as they move the chains. 10:09 remaining here in the first quarter. 14-0, Morningside in front. And a timeout on the field. You're listening to Dort College Football on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders first down and 10 at their own 32-yard line after the Morningside timeout. We've got movement along the line of scrimmage. So the Mustangs look like they move first. Then a Dort College offensive lineman came up out of his stance. Dort College first down and 10 at their own 32. Offensively on the offensive line, you've got Griffin Pillow. He's the center. And the defense is called for offsides. Got Ben Booma on the left side. He's the left guard. Left tackle is Devin Eakoff. Right side of the line has Ricky Nelson at right tackle. And the right guard is Jacob Cook. That unit has been intact for the last season now. Devin Eakoff, a sophomore, joined the group last year. Dort College running option. Reggie Washington keeps it, loses his hat in the process. No gain on the play. Might have lost a yard or two. It'll be second down. Brock Lamley will check into the ball game. Reggie will check out. after losing his headgear. So Washington will check out of the football game. 10 minutes remaining, first quarter of play. In case you're just joining us, Morningside scored on a pair of drives set up by turnovers. One, an interception near midfield on Dort College's first play from scrimmage. They went deep. Lamley rolling right. Pass is intercepted. Pass intended for Drury. And stepping in front was Taylor James. And James makes the interception, and Dort College has turned it over three times. Morningside with a good field position again. This time at the 47-yard line. So Morningside in Dort College territory with 9:45 remaining in the first quarter. First and 10 for the Mustangs. And we've got a flag thrown in the backfield. Might have an illegal substitution against the Mustangs. So a five-yard penalty against the Mustangs. That'll set up first down and 15. And those are the kind of penalties that will sometimes occur in the early going of the season. Everybody not on the right same page. Not everybody in the same package. That time it was Versteeg who ended up leaving the field late. First down and 15 for the Mustangs. Handoff. And this is a new running back for the Mustangs. And for one play, that was Skyler Bauer. Bauer runs the ball. Now he checks out of the football game. And back in. Believe that's Tyler Cavan in the backfield again. So Bauer gets one carry, checks out of the football game. Salzma, the quarterback, short gain on the play. Little razzle-dazzle, reverse end around, and to the 45, to the 40. It's trouble for Dort College, 35, and brought down at the 34-yard line on the end around. That was Dom Flemister. Flemister on the carry, and Flemister takes it from the 49-yard line down to the 33-yard line. A 16-yard gain on the play. It'll be first down for the Mustangs with 9:02 remaining in the first quarter. Mustangs in that shotgun. Back to pass. And the pass is complete. Football comes loose. Did Dort College recover it? If they rule the player still in bounds with possession, it is a turnover for the Dort College defenders. Coming away with the fumble recovery was Joey Lovettier after the completion to Jason Vanderkooy. And the Dort College defenders have it first down and 10 at their own 25. So a fumble by the Mustangs. And the Dort College defenders trailing 14 to nothing have the football. 8:42 remaining. First quarter of play. Mustangs lead it. The Dort College defenders with a football at their own 25. Brock Lamley back in at quarterback. Taylen Seaman lines up over in the slot near Van Groningen. Lamley's going to run option, keeps it himself, trying to get to the edge, and he's got nowhere to go. Lowers his shoulder and takes some punishment. No gain on the play. Ran to the sideline. Ends up out of bounds. It's second down and 10. Lamley ended up out there by himself with four white jerseys bearing down quickly. These two teams played last year with Morningside winning 49 to nothing. Dort College, in large part, kept that relatively close for a portion of the game, largely with ball control. Lamley runs option, keeps it himself, and he's hit at the end of the play. Five hard-earned yards for Lamley as he skids across the turf. Brings up third down and 5. Dort College needs the 35 for a first down. 7:50 remaining here in the first quarter. Third down and 5. Drury checks into the contest along with Petulia, checking out Seaman. And also checking out for the Dort College defenders, Dylan Stevens. Jake Dodge is in the ballgame. He's on the near side, wide left. First time we've noticed dodge in the contest. Football comes out. Lamley picks it up off the bounce, and he's going to be thrown for a loss. Lamley has his helmet taken off as he falls to the ground. Line of scrimmage was the 30. It's now down near the 19-yard line, so a loss of 11 on the play, and that'll bring up fourth down. So a broken play. Dort College unable to sustain the drive. Fourth down and long with 7:10 remaining. Dort College trailing 14-0 here in the first quarter. 14-0 our score. Biker with a spiraling kick that's going to be taken at the 42-yard line, running it back for the Mustangs. To midfield, dancing and forced out of bounds, and we've got a flag thrown at midfield as well.
On the return, flag on the play.
Unable to make out who that player was for Morningside that had the return. He took it from the 42 down into Dort College territory at the 48. Flag was thrown at the 45 on the Dort College half of the field. We'll get the call from our white hat.
On the return team, number 27.
Holding is the call against Kyle Hardesty on the return. And the Mustangs will lose 10 yards off of the return. And it goes back to where they originally caught the football. So a 10-yard return negated by the holding penalty. First down and 10 for the Mustangs. So first down and 10 for the Mustangs. Three receivers set to the right, one to the left. Send a man in motion. That's Salzma is the quarterback. Back to pass. He throws over the top and incomplete. Pass intended on the play for Morningside's Dom Flemister. Flemister, a big carry on the last drive. That ended up resulting, though, eventually in a turnover. 6:45 remaining. First quarter of play. Morningside leads it 14-0. One running back. Morningside overloads on the right side of the field. Three receivers, now four. They hand off to Cavan. Cavan to the 40, to the 45, and ridden down by Curtis Emery near the 48-yard line. Tyler Cavan, a senior from Weston, Nebraska. 8-yard pickup on the play. Beg your pardon, 6-yard pickup on the play. It'll be third down and four. Third down and five. Back to pass, Salzma. Salzma's pass broken up by Cisneros. Cisneros comes over and breaks up the pass intended for Versteg. Not sure if Versteg is asking for a pass interference call. Cisneros came over, though, and knocked it away. Looked like he timed it pretty well to me. Cisneros, 5'10", 180-pounder from Baldwin Park, California, by way of East Los Angeles College, starting cornerback for the Dort College Defenders. High, spiraling kick. Calling for the fair catch is Miller. Now the ball takes a bounce, and Morningside will fall on top of it at the 18-yard line, and that's where Dort College will take over. First down and 10, Dort College at their own 18-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley. They're also in Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at the Sioux Center location, 722-0101. Dort College football after the change of possession. Lamley, the quarterback, fakes the handoff, pitches it left over to Drury. Drury to the 20, 21-yard line, gains two on the play. It'll be second down and eight. Second and eight. Morningside in control of this one early. 14-0 our score. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka picks up three on the play. It'll be third down and three. Third down and three. Dort College looks to the sideline for their play. Drury will line up on the left side along with Taylen Seaman. Dylan Stevens is in the slot on the left side. Let's see if we can find the big target coming out of the slot. Lamley fakes the handoff, pitches it to Litka. Litka loses it. It's picked up. Was it a forward pass? They will rule it a lateral. And Britton Barrier takes it in for the score. So a fumble by the defenders. And the turnover results in a recovery and a touchdown score. And the Mustangs lead it 20-0, pending the point after. That is the first turnover to result directly in a touchdown. Previous two turnovers led indirectly to touchdowns, coming on the drives that ensued after the turnover.
Number 37, Jared Amundson, kicking
from 1-10. Amundson with the point after attempt. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights, and the Morningside Mustangs lead it 21-0, 5:07 remaining, first quarter of play. Back with more after this. The Britton Barrier with the fumble recovery and then the return for a touchdown, and the Mustangs lead it 21-0, not quite 10 minutes into this contest. For Dort College, turnovers have been the issue. Early in the contest, the first offensive possessions by Dort College, the first two resulted in turnovers, and Morningside took advantage of the relatively short fields. They had to go 55 yards for a pair of touchdowns. They did it quickly. Now after the two teams battled for field position, Morningside forces a turnover deep in Dort College territory. Britton Barrier scoops up the fumble and takes it up the left sideline for the eventual score. Morningside kicking the football out of bounds on the ensuing kickoff, and the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10 with 5:07 remaining. Here in the first quarter, Dort College will have decent field position to start this drive. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By the Van Inglen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Dort College takes over first down and 10 at their own 35-yard line after the kick goes out of bounds. Reggie Washington is the quarterback. Handoff, no, fake the handoff to Drury. Washington throws over the top. Pass is incomplete. Dylan Stevens. His progress impeded by Taylor James. James running shoulder to shoulder with him, preventing Stevens from getting free over the top for the pass. And the defenders trailing 21-0. They get the play in quickly from the sideline. Still trying to go up-tempo are the defenders. Washington barking signals. Now he'll walk out, get the play call from the sideline. So Washington, he's going to roll left, throws on the run, and the pass is picked off, and this is going to be a pick six. Going the other way, a touchdown for the Morningside Mustangs. Alex Pearson-Suker. Suker with the interception in return. He jumped the pass route at about the 35-yard line. And Suker makes it a 27-0 score pending the point after. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 27-0 pending the point after. Amundson with the point after try. So 27-0, Morningside taking advantage of four Dort College turnovers. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Mustangs lead it 28-0. 28-0 our score. Back with more after this. 28-0 our score. 4:52 left to go in the first quarter. Dort College with four turnovers, and all four of those turnovers have resulted in scores for the Mustangs, either directly or indirectly. The two indirect scores came after the possessions. The first two possessions of the football game when Dort College turned it over. A fumble recovery for a touchdown led to the third score for the Mustangs. And now an interception, a pick six for the Mustangs. And Morningside leads it 28-0. 28-0 our score. End over end kick taken by Drury at the 2-yard line. He's to the 10, to the 15. Football comes out. And it has gone from bad to worse for the Dort College defenders as Keithan Drury fumbles the football. Looks like Morningside comes up with it. And the football comes out at the 25-yard line. First down and 10 for the Mustangs. Morningside recovers the fumble with 4:44 remaining in the first quarter. And the Mustangs have it at the Dort College 25-yard line. Salsma will quarterback for the Mustangs with his team up 28-0. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Hand off to Cavan. Cavan to the 20, to the 15. Cuts it back to the right side. 10, middle of the field, and is dragged down from behind, making the stop for the Dort College defenders. It's Tebby Angelifak, and Angelifak shaken up on the play. And Angelifak will have to check out of the football game. Checking in for the defenders will be Ben Byama. Morningside with it, first down and goal to go at the 6-yard line. First and goal to go at the 6. Cavan with that carry for the Mustangs. Now it looks like Morningside will go to a power package. I formation. Salsma's under center. Looks like they go double tight. Salsma barking signals. First down and goal to go at the 6. Hand off to Cavan. Cavan trucks it into the end zone. Touchdown Morningside. And the Mustangs lead it 34-0 after the 2-play drive. Set up by a fumble on the kick return by the defenders. And the Mustangs ride it in with Tyler Cavan. Second score of the day for Cavan. And the Mustangs squarely in the driver's seat in this one. 34-0 with 4:06 left to play in the first quarter. Amundson with the point after attempt. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Morningside Mustangs lead it 35-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after
Dort
this.
College.
Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Well, 5 turnovers by the defenders, 5 scores for the Mustangs, either directly or indirectly. And the Mustangs sitting on a 35-0 lead, 4:06 left to play, first quarter. Kick is taken by Dort College in the end zone. That's Wybinga, I believe. So Garrett Wybinga takes a knee in the end zone. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 20. A lot of possessions already in this football game. Quick possessions by the Mustangs. Dort College, those turnovers proving to be costly. So Dort College takes over first down and 10 at their own 25. Lamley, the quarterback. Litka, the running back. And the football comes loose again, and Morningside might have it. Litka got hit in the backfield. Another turnover, and the Mustangs have it rolling. They've got it first down and 10 at the Dort College 19-yard line. 3:59 remaining. First quarter of play. First quarter that just won't end right now for the defenders. Seems like it's been a half or three quarters already, but still in the first quarter. And the Mustangs with that quick strike offense on the field. Salsma under center. Cavan in the backfield. One receiver to the right in the slot. It's Trey Russell. Russell in motion. Comes in tight. Lines up over the tackle and guard. The handoff to Kavan. Kavan spins away from one tackler, brought down by Cisneros. And we've got a flag on the play as well, thrown in the offensive backfield. Referee throws that flag. So a 15-yard penalty against the Mustangs. Unnecessary roughness, the call. So a 15-yard penalty. That will bring up second down. So second down and long. Looks like 22 yards to me. Football at the 31. They need the 10, so we'll call it 21 yards. So second down and 21 to go. Mustangs, two receivers to the left. New player for the Mustangs, that's Chad Berg lining up in the slot. The far side of the field. Salzma has Kavan in the backfield with him. Second down and 21 for the Mustangs. Fake the handoff to Kavan. Pass over the top, and that's easy pickings right now for the Mustangs, and they find Berg out of the slot. Berg matched up with a linebacker for the defenders. Wybinga able to keep up with him, and Berg reels it in, and the Mustangs have a 41-0 lead. 41-0 our score, 3:37 left to play here in the first quarter of action. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick might have been partially blocked. No, it ends up skimming over the crossbar for the extra point, and the Mustangs have now scored 6 touchdowns, all courtesy of Dort College turnovers in one way, shape, or form. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Well, things have snowballed on the Dort College defenders in this one. 3:37 left to play here in the first quarter of action. Morningside Mustangs in front. And the Dort College defenders, Marcus Whipper, back to return near the goal line. Garrett Wybinga also back deep for the defenders. And the kick is taken by Whipper. He'll give it on the run at the 8-yard line. He's to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Cuts it up the middle of the field. Slips and falls on the blue and orange Sioux Center logo at the 25-yard line. And that is where Dort College will take over first down and 10 at the 25-yard line or so. Looked like Whipper was maybe going to turn that one up the numbers on the near side, looking to make a cut. And if he makes that cut, I think he has a chance, but as it is, he slips and falls, and the football is marked at the 27-yard line. First down and 10 for Dort College at their own 27. And right now, catastrophe on the hands for the Dort College defenders, trailing 42-0. Dort College shell-shocked in terms of those early penalties. I beg your pardon, those early turnovers. Lamley fakes the option, pass over the top. It's completed to Drury. Drury on the run, and he's brought down from behind at the 30-yard line. Dort College offensively looking to run the option, and then Lamley throws it over the top, and Drury got open over the middle. And chasing him down from behind was Britton Barrier. So Barrier, with the touchdown-saving tackle, puts the football at the Morningside 30-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders. First down and 10 for the defenders at the 30-yard line of Morningside. Litka and Drury now in the backfield. Petulli is on the near side. He's on the numbers. Jason Miller and Jake Dodge are on the far side of the field. Dodge is on the outside. Lamley fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, turns it to the 25-20, to the 15. Dodges a would-be tackler at the 15-yard line and then is brought down at about the 13-yard line. Making the tackle again is Britton Barrier, and the defenders trying to get something good to close this first quarter, trailing 42-0. First down and Lining up in the slot on the near side is Miller. Barrier on the far side. Brock Lamley. I formation. And stationed 8 yards deep, 9 yards deep, really is from the line of scrimmage is the tailback. That's Drury. Lidka stationed just a yard or two behind Lamley. Lamley turns up the corner, gets into the end zone, touchdown Dort College. And the defenders put together a touchdown drive from their own 27-yard line, a 73-yard scoring drive. And the defenders trail 42-6, pending the point after. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. On to attempt the point after for the Dort College defenders will be Brett Gaines. Gaines, one of two last week on point after tries. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And the Dort College defenders trail 42-7. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. Certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. 159. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Kick is taken by Whipper at the end zone. He's going to bring it out. Fumbled it momentarily, picks it up, and he's downed at the 10-yard line. First down and 10. So first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 11-yard line. And we may have had a penalty flag on the play. Nope, first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 11. And it looks like we have a new running back for the defenders as well. Lamley, the quarterback, sends a man in motion. Lamley turns. Nope, keeps it himself. Now pass over the top, intended for Drury. Falls incomplete on the sideline. That'll bring up second down and 10 with 1:48 left to play in the first quarter of action. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Fort Ord College in the backfield. You've got Hill. They hand it off to Drury. Drury is going to be brought down at the 15-yard line. So E.J. Hill lining up at running back for the defenders. No gain on the play for Drury. That brings up third down as the first quarter winds down very slowly. 1:33 remaining here in the first quarter. Griffin Pillow over the football, waiting for the play from the sideline. And with 1 minute remaining, we'll have a timeout on the field charged to Dort College. 1 minute left to go, first quarter of play. Back with more after this.
Dork.
It's been all Morningside in this one. 1 minute remaining in the first quarter of play. 49-7 our score. Morningside in front, taking advantage of several Dort College turnovers in this contest in the first quarter of play. And now the Dort College defenders, Brock Lamley. As Bryce Litka behind him, Dort College used their first timeout of the first half. They have two remaining. Send a man in motion. That's Drury. Back to pass is Lamley. Lamley flares a screen out to Litkin. Litka is brought down near the first down marker. Looks like he got enough for a first down. No, they're going to mark him out of bounds near the 20. He's watching the far linesman. And that'll bring up fourth down and two, and the defenders are forced to punt from deep in their own territory with 53.3 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Casey Biker will be punting with the football at the 19. Back to return for the Mustangs. That's Chad Berg. Berg with a touchdown grab to his credit already today as well. Biker puts his foot into it. Taken by Berg at the 47-yard line. He calls for a fair catch. And the line of scrimmage will be the 46 for the Mustangs. Morningside with it. First down and 10 at their own 46-yard line. 26.8 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual and Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Morningside football. Salzma is under center. So first down and 10 for the Mustangs. They'll slide a tight end over on the right side. Send a man in motion. Hand off to Kavan. Kavan, the ball carrier, and Kavan tackled in near the line of scrimmage by Wybinga. He reached up and tripped him up. Still a gain of three on the play for Kavan, and that will likely bring the first quarter to an end. Morningside, 49, Dort College, 7. Back with the second quarter of play right after this.
At Dort.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll take a look at the numbers from the first quarter in just a moment. Swing pass right side, and that in effect a long handoff to Michael Whitehead. Whitehead, a pickup of five on the play. It's going to bring up third down and short for the Mustangs. 124 yards rushing, 156 passing, 280 total. Dort College, 70 yards rushing, 51 yards passing, 121 total. Time of possession, this is an estimate, 5:16 to 8:23. Morningside doing their damage. Not a lot of time coming off of the clock. A total of eight scores in the first quarter of play. Morningside with a carry on the far side, picks up the first down. That's a gain of six. That will bring up first down and 10 for the Mustangs at the 40. Dan Brown on the tackle for the defenders. Send Versteg out to the far side, do the Mustangs. He's on the top side of the football field. Hand it off. That's Bauer. Bauer the carry to the 35, 30, 25, and forced out of bounds by Whipper at the 24-yard line. That'll stop the clock momentarily. 49-7, Morningside in front. Scoring early and often and taking advantage of Dort College turnovers to do so. Salzma fakes the hand. He does give it to Bauer. Bauer waltzing his way into the end zone. Everybody fooled, and Bauer goes 24 yards for a touchdown. And the Mustangs lead it 55-7. 55-7, our score. Point after coming for Morningside. 13:46 remaining. First half of play. So 55-7, Morningside. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Mustangs lead at 56-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 13:46 remaining in this first half of play. Morningside kicking off. Dort College sending Whipper and Wybinga back deep. So Dort College with a few players on the field. Return team that didn't anticipate seeing. Wybinga, not normally a member of the return team. End over end kick taken by Whipper at the 4. He's to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, and driven out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Escorting him out of bounds was Justin Niegard. Niegard, number 32 on the tackle for the Mustangs. And Ord College will take over first down and 10 at their own 21. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. It's been all Morningside this afternoon. 56-7 our score. Lamley, two running backs behind him. Keeps it himself, runs option, tries to get to the edge and stops and is tripped up at the 21-yard line. Coming up on run support for the Mustangs was Chase Nelson. Nelson, the defensive back, making the tackle. That'll bring up second down and 9. Second and 9. Two receivers to the right for the defenders. That's Miller and Seaman. To the left, Ben Groningen. Second down and 9. 13:05 remaining. First half of play. Fake the handoff, Lamley. Lamley pitches it to Petulia. Petulia to the corner. Hard running. Gets a couple of yards after the initial contact all the way to the 29-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play. That'll bring up third down and short. Third down and a couple. Petulia. Backup running back for the defenders. 5'8", 185-pounder from Duncanville, Texas. Gets that carry. He's lining up at the tailback. Backing up Drury today. Lamley the carry, and Lamley doesn't give it up. Morningside identifies it. They stay with their assigned man. And Lamley stopped for no gain on the play. That'll bring up fourth down and short. 12:07 and counting. First half of play. So the Dort College defenders forced to punt. Back to return for the Mustangs will be Chad Berg. Berg will take his spot inside the Morningside 30-yard line. Line of scrimmage is the Dort College 30. Casey Biker on to punt. Biker entering today, 8 punts for a 37 yards per punt average. They go to a direct snap to Byamon. Byamon snowed under on the fake attempt. Nothing doing that time for the defenders. And the Mustangs had that one sniffed out immediately. And Morningside with the tackle. Now we have an official's timeout. Dort College asking for a measurement. From my vantage point, it looked like Byamo was stopped at the line of scrimmage. They gave him some forward progress, but I don't think it's going to be enough. It's going to be very close, nose of the football, and he's going to be shy. First down, Morningside at the Dort College 31. So Byamo, no gain on that play. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Mustangs at the 31 with 11:28 remaining. 56-7, Morningside in front. Our score, Morningside leading. 11:28 left to play in the first half. Morningside another short field to work with. Salzma, the quarterback for the Mustangs. New running back in. This is Jared Myers, maybe. Salzma, pump fake, throws over the top. Pass is out of the reach. Incomplete, intended for Tanner Versteg. So Versteg unable to run under that one. That'll bring up second down and 10. Today's broadcast also made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Salzma sends a man in motion. They pitch it to the receiver on the end around, and Curtis Emery reaches up and grabs a fistful of jersey and won't let Dom Flemister go, and Flemister is thrown for a 4-yard loss on the play. Actually, a 6-yard loss on the play. It's going to be third down and 16. Third down and 16. Morningside, receiver to the left, 3 to the right. So third down and long, back to pass. Salzma dodges the pressure, throws complete down to the 12-yard line. That's more than enough for a first down. Lovettier on the tackle. Michael Whitehead just found an open spot in the defensive secondary, staked out his territory at the 12-yard line and waited long enough for Salzma to find him. And Trent Salzma, the 6-foot, 215-pound sophomore, finds Whitehead down at the 12-yard line. First down for the Mustangs. Morningside in front, 56-7. Salzma takes the snap. Hands it off, and into the end zone for another touchdown is Bauer. Skyler Bauer, sophomore from Sioux City, with the 13-yard touchdown run, and the Mustang lead with 10 minutes remaining in the first half, 62-7. 62-7, our score. Mustangs taking advantage of turnovers. Dort College, that last drive set up by a fake punt, where Dort College was unable to pick up the needed 2 yards. Point after is good, and the Mustangs lead it 63-7. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing the Mustangs from Morningside, 63-7. Turned into a long afternoon so far for the defender faithful. And an end-over-end kick. This will be taken by Wybenga at the 10-yard line. He's to the 15, slips and falls, and he's down at the 20. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 20. And Garrett Wybenga returning kicks for the defenders and playing linebacker this afternoon. He'll trot off of the field, now give his defensive instructions from defensive coordinator Lynn Nutt.
Let's see it for our offense, Dort fans. Come on now.
And waiting to see who's on the quarterback. Looks like Lamley. First down and 10 for the defenders. Lamley turns, hands, gives to Levi Schoenhoven. Now, Schoenhoven got some carries last week in the win over McPherson, and the freshman from Hospers, Iowa, picks up 5 on the play. It's second down and 5. Schoenhoven, a low, hard runner, tough to bring down, made an impact in the junior varsity contest 2 weeks ago this Monday. Earned him some reps last week against McPherson. And here today will line up as the lone setback behind Lamley. Gets 5 yards on his first carry. It's second down and 5. Man in motion is Drury. They hand it off to Drury. Drury gets a block, trying to get to the edge. Shakes one tackler and is driven out of bounds at the 31-yard line. That's a Dort College first down. 9:25 left to play, first half. So a first down for the defenders. Double check and make sure that was Drury. Yes, it was. Petulia came on. Now to line up in the slot for him. So Drury will get a breather after that pickup. A 7-yard gain officially. It's first down and 10. 9:13 remaining first half. So Lamley Sends a man in motion. That's the tight end lining up on the right side. They hand it off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven not much there that time. And he's brought down for little or no gain on the play. Dylan Stevens, the tight end for the Defenders, moving from the left side to the right side that time. Petulia still lining up in the slot for the Defenders. Right tackle for Dort College. Looks like that's a new player for the Defenders. Number 55. Double check that and make sure that is 55 on the right side of the line for Dort College. Should be 52, I believe. Maybe my eyes playing tricks on me. Handoff to Schoenhoven. No. Instead, the play action pass. And Lamley floats it up, intended for Jake Dodge. Dodge going up in a hand fight with Alex Pearson-Suker. And the pass falls incomplete. That'll bring up third down and 10. Now that is Ricky Nelson on the near side. Ricky Nelson and Jacob Cook, the right lineman. Ekoff and Buma on the left side of the line for Dort College. Griffin Pello is the center. Petulia will line up as your tight end now. Shading just off of the right shoulder. Stationed behind Nelson on the right side of the line. They send Petulia in motion. Fake the handoff to Schoenhoven. Getting rid of it is Lamley, and Petulia's got nowhere to go. He's going to be brought down. A couple punishing hits. 5-yard loss on the play. It's going to be third down and 15. Third and 15, Petulia. Take some punishment at the tail end of that. And that'll bring up fourth down. And back to return for the Mustangs will be Chad Berg. So Berg with the return. Casey Biker punting. And a low end-over-end kick. Berg's going to take it at the 31. Not much time for Dort College to get the coverage there. He's to the 40, to the 45, and brought down at the 45-yard line. Tackle made by Ari Hoekstra on the play. Flag on the play as well, and shaken up for the Dort College Defenders. Getting up off of the field slowly is Josiah Cody. Hopefully Cody, nothing serious. Starting linebacker for the Defenders. Dort College stretched a little thinner in that they have several players who play regular rotations on both offense and defense. So the penalties are going to be against the Morningside Mustangs. First down and 10 for Dort College. I beg your pardon, for Morningside at their own 31-yard line. 7:22 remaining here in the first half of play. Morningside, it's been all Morningside, 63-7 from the start of this one. Morningside has taken advantage of turnovers. Now we have a new player in and quarterback for Morningside. 4-yard pickup on the play. Addison Ross in at quarterback. Would be surprised if we saw any more of Trent Salzma today. This team up already comfortably 63-7. His day might be over. Bauer back in at running back. Remember, Morningside's got that road trip to Wisconsin-Whitewater looming next week. For those of you not familiar with small college football, Wisconsin-Whitewater probably about as good as they get in terms of small college football. Hand off to Bauer. Bauer not much there. He's going to shake and work his way, trying to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Unable to do so, and he's brought down for a 2-yard loss on the play. Tebby and Jellifac on the stop, and also Cortland King there. That will bring up third down and long. Third and long for the Defenders defensively. See if they can get off the field here. Force Morningside into a punting situation with 6:15 remaining. Addison Ross, the quarterback. Ross back to pass. Throws right. Pass is complete. That's a first down. And a few more yards for Chad Berg down to the 45-yard line. It's a pickup of 11 yards on the play. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Mustangs. Morningside in front, 63-7, 5:58 left to play here in the first half. So Addison Ross, freshman from Carroll, Iowa, in at quarterback now for the Mustangs. Hands it off, and lunging forward is Dylan Loberg. Loberg on the carry, and we've got a player shaking up, and that might be Cortland. Cortland King shaking up. Believe that's number 94 at least. We'll wait and see. Yep, it is Cortland. And he's going to fight his way to his feet. Being attended to by the Dort College training staff. Chris Fagerness is going to help him off the field along with Coach Joel Penner. So Cortland will check out. And Cortland, 6'1", 275. He's from Grand Prairie, Texas. We've got a flag on the play. Didn't notice that as I was paying more attention to Cortland King shaking up. And a 10-yard penalty. They called the hold at near midfield. With 5:35 left to go in the first half. Morningside with a football. This is Ross. Ross back to pass. Ross dumps it over the middle. Pass is complete, and this could go for a ways. Still running is Flemister. Flemister to midfield. Skates all the way across to the far sideline before he's forced out of bounds at the 47. First down and 10. I beg your pardon. Not quite first down yardage for the Mustangs. They'll be facing third down and 4 after the 14-yard pickup on the play. Pass completed to Flemister right over the middle, and then Flemister had a convoy. Looked like he might go even further, but the blocks couldn't get organized. And he's forced out of bounds on the far side of the field. Facing now second down and 4. I believe I said third down and 4. Should be second down and 4. Handoff up the middle, and that's first down yardage for the Mustangs. And Dylan Loberg. Loberg on the carry, picks up a first down, down to the Dort College 42-yard line. 4:42 remaining. 4:42 remaining here in the first half. Morningside 63, the Dort College defenders 7. Checking out of the football game for the Mustangs, Matthew Wright. Trey Russell will come into the game. Flemister is on the near side along with Chad Berg. Wybinga and Whipper match up with them for the defenders. Wybinga sliding down the linebacker. Football's down on the ground. Now we've got a flag thrown as well. Movement along the line of scrimmage. We're going to have a false start on the offense. So the penalty actually occurs before the fumble. Once the offense is called with that false start, the play is dead. 4:08 remaining. First half of play. Under center is Addison Ross. Ross sends a man in motion. Back to, well, he hands off. Draw play. And Loberg up the middle, brought down at the 41-yard line. Hookster there for the tackle, along with number 26 for the defenders. I believe that's Cody. So Josiah Cody shaken up on special teams. He's back into the contest for Dort College. Don't think he missed any reps, actually. So 63-7 our score, 3:20 remaining. Fake the handoff, pitch it out wide. Pass is complete. Nearly a first down. Coverage by Hoekstra. The pass was completed to Flemister. All the way down to the Dort College 33-yard line. Third down and short for the Mustangs with 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Well, after that first quarter of play, Morningside taking the foot off the gas a little bit. Not as up-tempo. Hand off to Loberg. Loberg, the ball carrier, and Loberg picks up the needed yard plus a yard and a half. So nearly a 3-yard pickup on the play for Loberg. And with 2:47 remaining here in the first half, Morningside Mustangs lead at 63-7. Tevi Angelifac will check out of the football game for the Defenders. First down and 10 for the Mustangs at the 30. Ross, and we've got movement along the line of scrimmage for the Mustangs. And with 2:25 remaining, first half of play, Morningside goes 5 yards the wrong way from their vantage point. They're now facing first down and 15. First and 15. Ross in the pistol. Hands it off to Bauer. No, keeps it himself. He's got a convoy to the 30, to the 25, to the 21 before he's brought down. Whipper on the tackle along with Casey Biker. Nearly a first down for the Mustangs. We'll call it a 14-yard gain on the play for Ross. And with 1:45 and counting left to play in the first half, Morningside deep in Dort College territory at the 21-yard line facing second down and one. Bowers in the backfield with the Mustangs. Ross, play action, pass over the top, pass is complete. Touchdown, Chad Berg. A 21-yard pitch and catch from Ross to Berg. And the Mustangs lead at 69-7, pending the point after. 69-7, our score. So Morningside tacks on another score with 1:29 remaining in the half. Another point after attempt coming for Amundson. Amundson is now 10 for 10 on point after attempts. And the Mustangs lead 70-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Morningside Mustangs leading 70-7 with 1:29 remaining here in the first half. End over end kick taken by Placidi at the 5-yard line. He's to the 10, to the 15, and he's going to be driven out of bounds at the 18-yard line. First down and 10 for the Defenders at their own 18. I beg your pardon, at their own. Well, I'm waiting for the official mark. I'm watching the chain gang on the far side. And the Dort College Defenders will have it. First down and 10 at their own 18. Lamley on to quarterback. Jake Dodge is on the far side. Taylen Seaman on the near side. Send a man in motion for Dort College. That's the tight end, Dylan Stevens. Hand off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven, short gain on the play. Picks up three. It's going to be second down and 7. Second down and 7 for the Defenders. So second and 7 coming. 1 minute remaining in the first half of play. Not to be overly blunt, but what could go wrong for Dort College? Murphy's Law has been in effect this afternoon. What could go wrong has, and the Defenders find themselves down 70-7. Lamley turns, hands, gives to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven moves the pile ahead 2 or 3 yards, and that'll bring up third down and 5. And Dort College might snap the football one more time, see if they can break one. Otherwise, this half is probably going to come to a close. Dort College, in all likelihood, will time it out that the last play from scrimmage will come as the clock is winding down. 15 seconds now. 3-second difference between the game clock and the play clock. Handoff goes up the middle. That's Schoenhoven again. And it looks like enough for a first down for the Defenders. So first down for Dort College with 5 seconds remaining. Now they'll crank the clock back into play. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Morningside 70, Dort College 7. back with a recap of the first half of play, and also we'll be checking in with an interview with the Dort College soccer player Alex Durbin, who was named the NAI Player of the Week a couple of weeks ago. Christian Zylster caught up with him. We'll be doing all that at our halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Halftime numbers look like this. Morningside leads at 70-7. We won't go through all the details on the Morningside scores. Suffice it to say, the first two scores came on drives set up by turnovers. The second two scores for Morningside came on a fumble recovery return for a touchdown and an interception return for a touchdown. And before Dort College was able to score, it was 42-0. The defenders got on the board with a three-play, 73-yard drive, capping it with a touchdown run by Brock Lamley to make it 42-7. And then it was Morningside tacking on four more scores, one in the first quarter, three more in the second quarter. They lead it 70-7. Rushing yardage, Morningside 22 rushes for 214 yards. It's an 11 of 16 passing for 236 for the defenders, 30 carries for 98 yards, 51 yards passing on 2 of 9. They also have three interceptions. Total offense, Morningside 450 yards on 38 plays, Dort College 39 plays for 149 yards. Morningside's Tyler Caban, 9 carries, 111 yards. Skyler Bauer, 5 carries, 54 yards. Trent Salzma, 7 of 12 passing for 185. Addison Ross, 4 of 4 passing for 51. Chad Berg, 3 catches for 65 yards. Michael Whitehead, 3 catches for 33 yards. J.D. Colgett, 2 catches for 54 yards. And Dom Flemister, 2 catches for 17 yards for the Mustangs. Logan Rosebohm and Caden McDonald leading the way in tackles for Morningside with 7 solo and no assists for Rosebohm. McDonald, 3 and 2. For the defenders, Brock Lamley, 9 carries for 33 yards. Keithan Drury, 4 carries for 28 yards. Bryce Litka and Levi Schoenhoven with 7 and 5 carries respectively for 16 yards each. Brock Lamley, 2 of 6 passing for 51 yards. Keithan Drury, 1 catch for 43 yards. Bryce Litka, 1 catch for 8 yards. Casey Biker has punted 4 times for a 34.3 yards per punt average. Casey Biker, 3 solo and 2 assisted stops. Ryan Cisneros, 4 solo and 1 assisted tackles for the Dort College defenders. Dort College trails at 70-7 at halftime. Let's take a break and we'll be back. Christian Zylstra will catch up with Dort College soccer player Alex Durbin. And interview that was earlier this week. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Christian Zylstra, joined by Alex Durbin, Dort College men's soccer player. Thanks, Alex, for showing up today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Just starting it off, your first question, you were the NAIA National Offensive Player of the Week for September 6th, in that week, week one of the season. I know individual awards technically don't mean a ton, but what was it like finding out you had been chosen?
Yeah, it was definitely a cool experience. Definitely not one that you get too often. So it was definitely cool to have my name thrown out there, definitely with top in the nation. But, I mean, I think, honestly, that like you said, it doesn't matter individually. I think as a team it's more important. I mean, obviously I don't get this award without my teammates, the guys who are in the back line stopping goals and then allowing our midfield to work the ball up to get it to me, and eventually me sometimes just being in the right place to tap it in. So definitely cool. It's definitely an honor to have that award, but definitely it's a team aspect. So,
well, we're going to play off that a little bit, especially individually. You've gotten off to an extremely hot start, scoring what seems to be at least once a game. How much of that has been right place, right time, and how much of it has just been the work you've put in both on and off the field?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's probably both. I think as a team, Dort College, I think we've been known for fighting hard, and we aren't the most technically sound team, but I think we make up for that in our work ethic and going out and giving 110% every game. And I think that's definitely something that we need to continue to improve on as the season continues.
Now, the non-conference schedule, it's winding down. You guys have played several games. It comes to a close this weekend against Jamestown. How important are these non-conference games, and how important have they been for working out the kinks and prepping for what ultimately will be the most important part of the season? season the GPAC play?
Yeah, definitely. I think working out the kinks is something that is very important within these first few games. What we've had six games now so far. So I think being able to find the right personnel and getting the right mix out there for the team, finding the best 11 to put out there that works together, that works the hardest, that is able to communicate well, is something that needs to be figured out before conference play starts. So I think we've done a fairly good job of that. I think there's still things that we can improve on within the next game before we do start conference play. So hopefully we can get that all sorted out.
Who else on the squad has really impressed you with the way they've played? In terms of, have other captains really impressed you? Have they really stepped up? Are there some newcomers that you've been quite pleased with and thought have really contributed well to this team?
Yeah, definitely our leadership. I think, as you know, Cody Van Hollen obviously has been awesome in our midfield. I think he understands his role and he's willing to do whatever it takes, whether he's playing in the midfield, whether they want him to play up top, whether they want to play in the back line. I think he understands that and he'll give 150% every single game. So that's awesome. Another person that would impress me would be Nate Van Persum. Not playing for however long and coming in as a senior to step up and take that role as a center defensive back is definitely challenging, and he has done more than enough to impress, I think, me and the coaches and the rest of our teammates. So I think he'd be a huge, he's been a huge impact on just about every single game that he's played. So those would be two that have definitely stuck out to me personally.
It hasn't been necessarily the smoothest start to the season, but again, what you guys ultimately strive for is to compete in GPAC play, to make the playoffs, and then anything can happen once you're in the playoffs. So what's it going to take for the Dortmund soccer program to return to the GPAC playoffs after a hiatus last year?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to what I said, and just work ethic. I think we need to be able to go out there every single game with the mentality that we are, like, each individual person is the best individually on the field in that position. So I'm going out there as a striker. I'm thinking I'm the best striker in the GPAC. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to work my butt off. Whether the ball is on our defensive half, I'm going to do whatever I can to get in a position where I can get the ball and be a threat. I think everybody needs to have that mentality that they're the best out there in the GPAC. And I think if we have that mindset that we're able to go out there and compete, and I don't think there's a game that we are going to not be able to compete in. So I think that's our main goal for the rest of the season and going into the GPAC play and being able to make the tournament is our work ethic and how what we do on the field and how we are our mindset and our mentality going out there is definitely going to get us to where we want to be, I'd say.
I'm Christian Zylstra. That was the NAIA National Player of the Week, Alex Durbin. Thanks for joining me, Alex.
Yeah, thanks, Christian. Appreciate it.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Morningside at halftime of today's game, 70-7. Trying to track down some other GPAC scores at halftime, or in progress, we'll say. Midland leads Briarcliff 24-3. Doan leads Dakota Wesleyan 28-0. Hastings over Jamestown in football 42-0. And those are the games that are in progress currently in Great Plains Athletic Conference football play. There should be one other game in progress. That would be Concordia and Northwestern. That game being played in Seward, Nebraska. And no score on that one. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up this week on KDCR, Wednesday evening, Dort College facing the Briarcliff Chargers. That will be a 7:30 volleyball start at the DeWitt Gymnasium. 6 o'clock start time for the junior varsity. Varsity start time, 7:30. Dort College football is on the road next Saturday as the defenders travel to Midland. That'll be a 5 o'clock start time. And you'll be able to hear that game on KDCR 88.5 FM as the defenders go on the road for the first time this season. And they face the Midland Warriors in Fremont. That is a 5 o'clock kickoff 1 week from today. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Currently women's soccer, Dort College leading Jamestown 2-0 in women's soccer play. Dort College with goals by Kristen Trager and Tori Mann. Coming up later today, Dort College men's soccer team will face Jamestown. That is a 4:15 start time, give or take, on the soccer pitch here in Sioux Center. Dort College volleyball hosting Hastings in GPAC action. That begins at 3:30 this afternoon with junior varsity play and a 5 o'clock start time for the varsity contest. You can hear that match on KDCR if this football game is over by then. We'll be packing up the equipment and getting over as quickly as we can to the DeWitt Gymnasium for that contest. Moments away from the start of the second half, the Morningside Mustangs will be fielding the kickoff by the Dort College defenders to start the second half of play. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DTC. By Boer & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at boerandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And we are set for the kickoff. Jeff Papke to kick it off. And the end-over-end kick taken by the Mustangs, and that's taken at the 10-yard line by Berg to the 15, weaving his way forward to the 25, dodges a couple tacklers, and finally brought down in front of the Dort College bench at the 30-yard line. Garrett Wivinga, the first player there, he missed initially, but he slowed him up enough, and the Dort College special teams able to knock Berg down at the 35. First and 10 for the Mustangs, actually at the 30-yard line. First and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 30. Morningside went to their backup quarterback at the conclusion of the second quarter, and they will leave Addison Ross, that backup quarterback, in. A little bit of confusion on the Morningside side right now, getting the right personnel, the correct personnel on the field. They hand it off. And a short gain on the play, and the pile moves a couple of yards. And that is Bauer on the carry. Skyler Bauer, not listed on the two deep earlier this week. He's been the backup running back, though, for Kavan. Ross, the quarterback. Receivers to the right side. One receiver on the far side of the field, lining up on the numbers. Send a man in motion. That's Matt Wright. Back to pass is Ross. Ross passes it over to Wright. Wright picks up and up for a first down out to the 43-yard line. And the Mustangs, an 11-yard pickup on the play. That will bring up first down and 10 for Morningside. Checking out of the contest, Alex Vasquez. Checking in, Nick Bile. Wright will line up at the tight end. He went in motion last time and was able to get free out of that motion. Hand off to Bauer. Bauer, the ball carrier. Bauer, 7-yard pickup on the play. Casey Biker on the tackle, coming up on run support. Second down and 7. Second down and 7. 13:38 remaining. Dort College trying to rotate some fresh defensive lineman into the contest. You've got Tyson Dahlgren in now. Ben Byama will line up on the other defensive end. I think the tackle is Willis. And handoff, and not much there for Dylan Loberg. Loberg tackled for a loss. Garrett Wibinga on the tackle. That'll bring up third down and 6. 13 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. 70-7 our score, Morningside in front. So Morningside facing third down and six. They look to the sideline for their play. 15 seconds on the play clock. Up to snap it at about the 12:30 mark. Under center is Ross. Ross hands it off. And a carry up the middle, and that's enough for a first down. Handoff to Dante Anderson. Dante Anderson getting his first carry of the day. 5'11", 185-pound sophomore from Tucson, Arizona, into Dort College territory at the 42-yard line. 12:20 and counting here in this third quarter. Morningside's Addison Ross in shotgun. Scott Anderson in the backfield with him. Tight end is right. They fake the handoff. Pass over the middle to right. Right completed to the 30, to the 25. Eludes one tackler and is brought down by Wybinga inside the 25, down near the 22-yard line when he is finally brought down. So Matt Wright, big target over the middle, catches the pass and then rumbles to the 22-yard line before Wybinga is able to reach up and tackle him. So Ross is under center. Morningside packs it in, double tight. Handoff to Anderson. Anderson, the ball carrier, and we've got a flag thrown near the line of scrimmage. That'll likely, all likelihood, will be a holding penalty. Getting particular about the spot. They're going to throw that at the 25-yard line. So that'll come back 10 yards. Significant loss on the play because it was about a 5-yard pickup on the play, but the hold occurred at the 25. So it'll be first down and long for the Mustangs with 11:41 left to play in the third quarter. Handoff up the middle to Loberg, and Loberg gains nearly all of the yardage back. That was lost via the holding penalty. Now we've got a player shaken up. That's Casey Biker. He's up on his feet. He'll stay in the football game. That's going to bring up second down and long. Second and long. 11 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Ross checks his wristband. They send Loberg off of the field. Anderson is the running back for Morningside. Dort College, three down linemen. And they bring a couple of players up on the left side of the line. That's Nick Bile coming up to try and muck things up. And he reaches up and is able to catch an ankle of Dante Anderson on the way by. Anderson tripped up, but not before he gains nearly 4 yards on the play. That's going to bring up third down and eight. Morningside needs the 18-yard line for a first down. 10:20 remaining in the third quarter. So Morningside, much more conservative since the halftime break. Send a man in motion. Addison Ross, the quarterback, sent right in motion. He's looking for right. Pass over the middle, incomplete. Intended, well, it had to be intended for right. There was no one else near the play. And that will bring up fourth down and eight. And if Morningside kicks it here, that would be about a 37-yard field goal attempt. Jared Amundson is already 10 for 10 on point after tries. Now he will have a shot at a 37-yard field goal. He'll be kicking out of the hold of Matt Wright. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick by Amundson is good. And the Morningside Mustangs lead it 73-7 with 7:49 remaining in the third quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. Certified PPG Shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Morningside takes a little over 5 minutes off of the clock. Score a field goal. They lead it 73-7. Kickoff is through the end zone over the head of Marcus Whipper. And Ord College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. So Ord College will have it first down and 10. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where Values Matter member FDIC, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Brock Lamley in at quarterback. E.J. Hill is his running back. Sending a man in motion from left to right, that's the tight end Stevens. The handoff to Hill. Hill, the ball carrier. And Hill is brought down after a short gain on the play. 2 yard pickup on the play for EJ. 5'5", 160 pounder from Duluth, Georgia. Brings up second down and 8. So second and 8. Dort College is going to slide Stevens out to the near side. He's in the slot. Send a man in motion, that's Drury. Drury out of motion, out of the other slot. Dodges one tackler, but the second one doesn't miss. Hunter East on the tackle. Drury's feeling that one. He's going to check out of the ballgame. Petulia will check in. And that will bring up third down and 7. So a gain of 1 on the play. Third down and 7. 8:55 remaining. Lamley has Hill behind him. They fake the handoff to Hill. Rolling right is Lamley. Lamley's pass is incomplete. In and out of the hands of Dylan Stevens. Petulia had a chance at it off the deflection, even if that pass is completed. Dort College looks like they're well short of the first down. And Dort College will now come on to punt. Berg is back deep. Casey Biker is on to punt. 8:41 remaining here in the third quarter. Biker, the sophomore from Hudsonville, Michigan. Berg back to receive, and Biker got under that one. It's going to take a bounce to the sideline and is out of bounds near midfield. It'll be Morningside football at their own 46-yard line. About a 30-yard punt on the play. And the Mustangs will take over first down and 10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And keeping it is Ross. Ross up the left sideline, stays in bounds. He's knocked down at the 41-yard line. Tackle made by Dort College's Josiah Cody. More than enough for a first down on the carry by Ross. And with 8:16 remaining in the game in the third quarter, Morningside has it in Dort College territory at the 42. Checking out of the ballgame will be Wright. Checking back in for Morningside is Trey Russell. Ryan Cisneros is the cornerback on the near side of the field for Dort College. Wybinga lines up on the slot receiver. Vasquez and Bile are the middle linebackers. Justin Banks lines up as the cornerback on the far side of the field. Hand off to Loberg. Loberg still on his feet, and now he's brought down. And we've got a player shaken up for the Mustangs. That's number 63, and don't have him on my roster. Loss of 1 on the play for Loberg. That'll bring up second down and 11. So second down and 11. Second down 11, 7:25 and counting. Third quarter of play. Morningside definitely taking their time now. 10 seconds on the play clock. Early in the ball game, they were running plays very quickly. Now they're managing the clock much differently, leading 73-7. And the Mustangs will call a timeout. Timeout on the field, charge to Morningside. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Morningside with a football at the Dort College 43-yard line. It's been all Morningside in this one, as the score would indicate. Morningside taking advantage of repeated turnovers by the defenders in the first half to build a huge lead. Ross is under center. Ross hands it off. Loberg. Loberg straight up the middle, and Loberg still on his feet, taking a couple of defenders along for the ride, and he's finally brought down at the 29-yard line. 15-yard pickup on the play. He needed 11 for a first down. So they'll move the sticks. Loberg will now check out of the football game. And back into the fray for Morningside will be number 33, Dante Anderson. First down and 10 for the Mustangs at the Dort College 29-yard line. Well, Ross has been called on in relief, and obviously, Salzma is very good for Morningside, but there hasn't been a ton of drop-off. Ross getting some substantial playing time here this afternoon as the backup. Hand off to Anderson. Anderson, the ball carrier. Banderson down to the 25-yard line. Weaves his way forward for about a 4 or 5 yard pickup on the play. Casey Biker on run support for the defenders, coming up from a safety position. He and Ari Hookster lining up as the safeties. Defensive line, you've got Curtis Emery plugging things up in the middle. Ben Byama on the field as well for Dort College, and I believe that's Tevi Angelifak on the near side. Cortland King is on the sideline. He is not in the ballgame, and that is Tevi. Tebby's going to line up over the on the right at the right defensive end now, and Emery will line up left end. So Dort College moving their defensive linemen around. Three down linemen for the defenders. Movement along the line of scrimmage, and I believe that's a Morningside false start. 5:49 left to play in the third quarter. Morningside called for the penalty. They jumped off. Well, obviously, Dort College facing two opponents this season, not nearly to the caliber of Morningside. Morningside's a team that you, beginning of each year, you think that they're probably a national quarterfinalist. They've got things rolling in Sioux City, have been for quite some time. Swing pass left side completed to Anderson. Anderson to the 30, to the 25, spins away from a tackler. Finally caught up from behind by Josiah Cody. Short of the first down marker by about a yard. It's going to be third down and short. Next week, Dort College going to Midland. That's the team Dort College knocked off last year in GPAC play. And if you listen to Coach Joel Penner, he said, got to win a GPAC game on the road this year. That's one of their goals. And next week, there's one for the taking in all likelihood. Briarcliff the following week. Those are a couple of games that Dort College obviously feels like they are right in with teams they've been competitive with in recent seasons. Going to have to wipe this one away quickly, though. Hand off to Anderson. Anderson picking his way forward, and Anderson just weaving his way forward. Nothing fancy. Picks up 4 yards on the play. It's going to be first down and 10 for the Mustangs at the 4:35 mark. They've got it deep in Dort College territory. High water mark up to this point in the series. 79 points scored by Morningside. That obviously is in jeopardy here. With 4:18 left to go in the third, Morningside giving Dort College a steady diet of run plays, but the defenders having difficulty in stopping the run. under center. Football comes out, picked up by Anderson, busted play. And that's going to be a loss of three on the play. Second down and 13 for the Mustangs. Second down and 13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 3:35 and counting. Ross gets his play from the sideline. Sends a man over to the near side. It's Trevor Volk, I believe. No, beg your pardon, that's Bo Ells. Bo Ells on the near side, covered by Cisneros. Pass over the middle is complete. And that pass completed to Trey Russell. Russell, the tight end, coming free for that short gain. That will bring up third down and four. Third down on the way. 3 minutes left to play third quarter of play action. Morningside chewing up time off of the clock right now. So third down and three. And Ross is under center. Ross turns, hands, gives to Anderson, and Dante Anderson finally ridden down at the 5 yard line. So a gain of six on the play. It's first down and goal to go with 2:25 remaining. So first down and goal to go at the five. Morningside threatening. Loberg is on the field again. He's the fullback for the Mustangs. Ross getting the play in from the sideline from the Morningside coaching staff. And they hand it off. No, keeping it is Ross. Ross finally brought down inside the five, down at the 3 yard line. So a gain of a couple on the play. That will bring up second down and goal to go at the three. Second down and three. Second down and goal to go at the three. 19 seconds on the play clock, 1:20 on the game clock. That's left to play in the third quarter. And under center is Ross. Ross has Anderson in the backfield with him. 3 seconds left, now two. They hand it off. And beg your pardon, that's not Anderson. That's a new running back in for the Mustangs, number 23, Austin Lentz. And Lentz into the end zone for a 3 yard touchdown run. And the Mustangs lead it 79-7. 79-7 our score. So 79-7 our score. And now we've got a flag on the play. We're going to have an illegal substitution on the Mustangs. And they'll replay the down. 5 yard penalty, so that'll turn the point after into a 25 yard attempt. Over on the soccer pitch with 30 minutes remaining, Thornton College leads Jamestown 2-1. Snap is down for Amundsen. Kick is up. And the kick is through. And the Morningside Mustangs lead it 80-7. 80-7 our score. Morningside's Amundsen. 11 of 11 on point after attempts. 1-for-1 on field goal tries. We'll be back with a kickoff right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. A new high water mark in this series. The Morningside Mustangs put 80 on the board. Previously, the high water mark, 79 points. This is the most points given up by a Dort College football team as well. Too many negative records. Whipper with the run back. Whipper to the 20, to the 25, 30. He's going to run out of room, and he's dragged down at the 40-yard line. Making the stop for the Mustangs, number 32. They list that as Justin Niegard, but I'm not so sure that that is Niegard. Might have been 31. If it was, that was Suker. Under a minute left to play in the third quarter. Lamley with the offense on the field. Schoenhoven in the backfield with him. Fake the handoff to Petulia. Back to pass is Lamley, and Lamley is thrown for a loss. Lamley taken down for a loss. Tackle made by Morningside's Brad Wolf. Wolf makes the tackle. That'll bring up second down and long. This will be that's a 6-yard loss on the play. It's second down and 16. Dort College looks to the sideline. They'll have to run one more play here in the third quarter. Lamley shuffling the deck. You've got Miller lined up in the slot to the right. Petulia in motion left to right out of the slot. Hand off to Petulia. Petulia picks up 3 yards on the play. Tackle made by Morningside's Jesse Faltus. And that'll bring the third quarter to an end. Our score, Morningside 80, Dort College 7. Back with a fourth quarter of play right after this. Third down and 15 for the defenders. Petulia in motion as the fourth quarter begins. And man in motion. They fake the handoff to Petulia. Lamley, pass incomplete, intended on the play. For Dort College's Jake Dodge. And that'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down and 14. And the Dort College defenders are forced to punt after the pass falls incomplete. And the Dort College defenders will send Casey Biker on the field. Biker will be punting for the sixth time this afternoon. He's got a 32.6 yards per punt average. Back to return for the Mustangs is Ells. Biker puts his foot into it. Line drive spirals to Ells. He takes it at the 18-yard line. He's to the 20, running east and west. And we've got a flag on the play thrown as Dort College makes the tackle of Ells, but a player shaken up for the defenders. I believe that's Justin Banks. Banks fighting his way to his feet, though, and we've got a flag thrown at the 20 as well. So Banks shaken up. Justin Banks, 5'10", 170-pounder from Prince George's Island, Maryland. Here's the call from our official.
Personal foul. First down.
So a penalty on Morningside. That'll be a 15-yard penalty, a personal foul. Ball was at the 20. It's going to bring it all the way back to the 10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon, we'll have Dort College Volleyball as the defenders take on the Hastings College Broncos. And the Mustangs, believe they've got their third quarterback on the field. I believe that's Coljat. Coljat hands off to Anderson. Anderson, the ball carrier, and Anderson out to the 17-yard line. That's a gain of 5 on the play. I beg your pardon, a gain of 7 on the play. It'll be second down and 3. Morningside through three quarters of play, 573 yards of offense to 148 for Dort College. Dort College with 3 interceptions and 3 lost fumbles. All 6 of those turnovers leading to points for the Mustangs. So Coljat, the quarterback, swings it right side over to Wright. Wright out to the 25-yard line. Pickup of 6 on the play. And that's more than enough for a first down. So Morningside will have it. First down and 10 at their own 25. So Dort College, after starting the season with 3 home games, you ask me when the last time was Dort College had 3 home games in a row, my reply to you would be never. They'll go on the road for 2 straight in the coming 2 weeks. Odd schedule this year. Three at home, two on the road, two more at home. Handoff, right side. Little to no gain on the play. And that'll bring up second down and nine for the Mustangs. So the Morningside Mustangs leading 80-7. Second down and eight. Mustangs with it. Handoff up the middle. And the football may have come out. Dort College trying to force a fumble. The football did come out. We've got a hat thrown as well, so I don't know if we've got multiple infractions. And we've got a stoppage in play. Player shaken up for Morningside. And I believe we're going to have a personal foul. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. So a penalty on the defenders. That'll be a 15-yard personal foul penalty, and that'll be an automatic first down. Dort had more than enough yardage. New player checking in for the defenders on the far side, Antonio Perea. Perea will check in. Cisneros comes off the field. So first and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 42. 12-14 and counting. They split receivers right and left. Handoff up the middle, Anderson. Anderson, the ball carrier, and Anderson out past midfield. Ari Hoekstra coming up to make the tackle, and Hoekstra takes the worst of that collision. Anderson down to the Dort College 47-yard line. Hoekstra will pick himself up slowly. He'll check out of the football game. Cody is now your safety along with Biker. Whipper lining up on the near side at cornerback. J.D. Kuljat, the quarterback. Kuljat hands it off, and a carry up the middle, and running hard is number 23 for the Mustangs, Austin Lentz. Lentz inside the 40 down to the 34-yard line. So a 13-yard pickup on the play, and Morningside continues to march the football down the field. Nothing fancy by Morningside. First down and 10 at the 34. So first down and 10 at the 34-yard line. Morningside shuttles a player to the left side. That is Seth Roberg. Hand off to Lentz. Lentz, the ball carrier, and Lentz picks up another 4 yards or so. And the pile stops moving, and they'll whistle the play dead. It's second down and six. Second down and six. 10:20 remaining. Second and six on the way for the Mustangs. 10 minutes remaining in this contest. Morningside's been in the driver's seat from the get-go. They scored 2 touchdowns in the first 3 minutes of play and was off to the races. They lead 80-7. Kuljat hands it off, and Loberg's got room to run. He's across the 20, down to the 18-yard line. Biker makes the tackle, It'll be first down and 10 at the Dort College 18-yard line. So Morningside grinding it out now on the defenders. Loberg checks out of the contest. Anderson checks in for Morningside. First down and 10. 9:35 and counting. Back to pass. Well, they hand it off. This is Loberg. Loberg still on his feet. No, that's not Loberg. That's number 33 instead. It's Dante Anderson. Anderson the carry. So 8:47 remaining. Second down and 9, Mustangs taking the play from the sideline. And the Mustangs trying to shorten this game up as much as possible. They are the ones running the play clock down under 5. Cool Jet, quarterback, turns, hands, gives to Lentz. Lentz, the ball carrier, to the 20, to the 15, down inside the 15, and finally brought down at the 14-yard line. And that's a gain of 3 on the play. It'll be third down and 4. So third down and 4. Third down and 4. Mustangs again looking to the sideline. Morningside. Up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Lentz is the running back. They hand it off to Lentz. Lentz to the 10, down inside the 10, near the 9-yard line, and it looks like enough for a first down. If it's not a first down, it's very close. And it'll be fourth down for the Mustangs, and they'll have a decision to make here. Fourth down and short. 7:15 remaining. And it looks like Morningside will go for it on fourth down and short. 7 minutes remaining. 17 seconds on the play clock. As the clock continues to tick. Two seconds, now one. They hand it off, and the run up the middle by Anderson. He's got more than enough for a first down. He's going to drag a would-be tackler into the end zone. Touchdown, Morningside. A 10-yard touchdown run by Anderson. And the Mustangs lead it now 86-7, pending the point after. 6:41 left to go. That's left in regulation. And now the officials conferring. They had signaled a touchdown initially, and that's what I was going off of. Now they confer, and they say, yes, indeed, it was a touchdown. So on to attempt another point after is Morningside's Jared Amundson. And now we've got an illegal substitution on the Mustangs. So Morningside will take 5 steps backwards. They'll kick the point after, leading 86-7. And this will be his 12th point after try. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. He's now 12 for 12 on point after. And the Mustangs lead it. 87-7. Back with more after this. 6:41 left to go in the contest. The Morningside Mustangs leading 87-7. Dort College. Better days ahead, you hope. A couple of games coming up on the road. Midland and Briarcliff. both on the road at Fremont and Vermilion, respectively, before the Defenders return home for a couple of games in early October. And after those two home games, Dort College plays three out of their last four on the road. End-over-end kick, that'll be taken by Placidi. Placidi to the 20, and snowed under at the 22-yard line. And the Dort College defenders will send Daniel White onto the field. And our two deeps at this point almost useless, as both teams now go into the third and fourth strings. Morningside went to their bench late in the second quarter. That's when they took Trent Salsma out of the contest. So Daniel White on in relief of Lamley and Reggie Washington. We didn't see Reggie much late in the first half already. White, a 6-foot, 205-pound sophomore from Ashland, Oregon. Handoff up the middle, and the carry by Levi Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven picks up 6 on the play. We'll give him 7. It'll be second down and 3. So, second down and 3. Daniel White has Schoenhoven behind him. Andre Williams is the running back. And they hand it off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven, a short gain on the play. It'll be third down and 1. Under 6 minutes to go in this one. So third down and 1. Hand off to Schoenhoven. White had to go airborne to get that snap. It was nearly errant. And the timing of the play thrown off, and Schoenhoven stopped for no gain on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 1. Decision time for the defenders. Facing third down, fourth down and 1, and Casey Biker is on to punt. 87-7 our score, Morningside in front. Trevor Volk is back to return for the Mustangs. And now a timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. 87-7 our score. The Dort College defenders, obviously some work to do in this series. And over a spiraling kick driven by Biker, and a fair catch called for at the 15-yard line. So Volk on the fair catch at the 14. Football was originally at the 33. So that's a 41-yard punt by my count. Beg your pardon, a 51-yard punt. And the Mustangs will have it first down and 10 at their own 15. Dort College defensively, Tyson Dahlgren, Darion Willis, Ben Byama, Tevian Jellifac, four-man front for the defenders. Vasquez and Bile are the linebackers. Hand off to Loberg, and Loberg loses the football, and the Dort College defenders come up with it. Loberg fumbles the football, and the Dort College defenders come up with a turnover, and the defenders will have it first down and 10 in Morningside territory at the 23-yard line. 4:47 remaining. So Dort College gets the football back. Over on the soccer pitch, Dort College women's soccer leading Jamestown 3-1. Raquel Mao adds a goal for the defenders. Kristen Traeger and Tori Mann had earlier goals for Dort College. Daniel White in at quarterback. Sends a man in motion, hands it off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven, the ball carrier. Schoenhoven down to the 15-yard line. Schoenhoven with a 9-yard gain on the play with 4:35 remaining. That'll bring up second down and short. Second and short on the way. Schoenhoven lines up behind White. And White's going to run option. Has a pitch man. Keeps it himself. Down to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College. Daniel White with a 16-yard touchdown run. And the Dort College defenders make it an 87-13 contest pending the point after. So Daniel White runs the option around the left side. And the Dort College defenders score their second touchdown of the contest. Chris Freed Ochoa, one of the offensive linemen, coming off of the field for Dort College as the defenders take advantage of a Morningside turnover. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And the Dort College defenders get the point after by Brett Gaines. He's 2-for-2 this afternoon. And Dort College trails 87-14. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM.
Chris.
4:11 left to go in this contest. Dort College takes advantage of a Morningside turnover. And the defenders will be kicking off. This will be Papke. Back deep for the Mustangs. Taylor Mintz. And Bo Ells. Back deep. Papke lines it up. And sends it up. And that'll be taken deep in the end zone. And that's going to be brought out from 5 yards deep. Out to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. And a flag on the play thrown at the 9-yard line. Another flag thrown at the 28-yard line. Multiple infractions on this play. We'll wait and get the indication from the official. Next voice you hear will be the white hat, Mark DeGrotenheis.
Willie McLaughlin back, 84 in the return team. Stavisky from the goal.
So a block in the back is the call. And I've just received verification from Sports Information Director at Morningside, Dave Rebstock. Number 8, who we were identifying as Cool Jet in the first half, should actually be Vanderkooy. Not sure if he's wearing number 8 or if we're just simply misreading the font. A 9 for an 8, and that's probably the more likely. Probably the more likely scenario. Thanks to Dave Rebstock listening and keeping us on our toes back in Sioux City. The work never ends for Rebby. Morningside with a handoff straight up the middle. First down and 10. It'll be second down and 8. Second down and 2. Gain of a couple of 8 on the play. It's going to be second down and 2. Second and 2, football all the way out to the 19-yard line. I beg your pardon, 14-yard line. Morningside taking their time as they have much of the second half. And I think Morningside would be content to just run this game out. Doesn't appear to me that they really want to do any more scoring. It's always easy to say that, and then the players have worked all through the week. Can't fault them for pushing hard and playing through. Dante Anderson the carry, and Anderson, short gain on the play. It's going to be first down and 10. First and 10, they set it at the 16-yard line. 3:05 remaining in regulation. By my math, after that first down, Morningside can now take it down under a minute in regulation on this possession. Morningside. Handoff to Anderson. Anderson breaks a tackle. He's to the 20. Gains 4 on the play. And that'll bring up second down. And 6. Second and six. Another first down, and Morningside will simply take some knees, and that'll be it. But right now they need 6 yards to get into that scenario. New quarterback for the Mustangs. I think this might be Zach Jonk, number 13. And he'll bring his group up to the line of scrimmage. Dort College, three down linemen. Dahlgren lines up as an upright defensive end. Here's the handoff and head over heels for the Mustangs, picking up short yardage on the play. On the right side is Austin Lenz. Picks up a couple on the play. It's going to bring up third down, 1:40 remaining. So third down and short, 1:30 remaining. And the Mustangs will let the clock wind down. They can take it down near a minute before snapping the football. They'll break their huddle. Under center, they hand it off. This is Lentz. Lentz, the ball carrier. And Lentz has enough for a first down, and that's going to do it. Morningside will have to snap the football one time. And that will be that. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Just about putting the finishing touches on this one. Morningside. Morningside's next outing is on the road next week. They travel to Wisconsin, face Wisconsin Whitewater. Dort College now 2-1 this season. And a 1-1 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Morningside goes to 2-0 and 1-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with a recap of today's football game on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. Well, no two ways about it. A long day for the Dort College Defender football team as they fall by a final score this afternoon of 87-14 to the Morningside Mustangs. The numbers look like this. Morningside, 385 on the ground, 293 in the air, 678 yards of total offense. Dort College, 129 yards on the ground, 51 in the air, 180 yards of total offense. Individually, Dort College led by Levi Schoenhoven's 33 yards on 9 carries. Keithan Drury, 5 for 29. Brock Lamley, 10 for 27. Bryce Litka limited to 7 carries and 16 yards. Lamley, 2 of 8 passing for 51 yards. Receiving, Keithan Drury and Bryce Litka had 1 catch each for 43 and 8 yards respectively. For the Mustangs, Tyler Cavan, 9 carries, 111 yards. Dylan Loberg, 13 and 71. Dante Anderson, 13 and 65. Skyler Bauer, 5 and 54. Trent Zalzma, 7 of 12 passing for 185 yards. Addison Ross, 8 of 9 passing for 101 yards. Chad Berg, 3 catches, 65 yards. Michael Whitehead, 3 for 37. Matt Wright, 3 for 33. And Vander Cooey, 2 catches for 54 yards. Defensively, Garrett Wybinga, 9 solo tackles. Ari Hoekstra, 6 and 3. Casey Biker, 7 and 2. Curtis Emery, 3 and 3. For Morningside, Logan Rosebohm, 7 solo tackles. Caden McDonald, 3 and 2. Chase Nelson, 5 and 0. Luke Gibbs, 3 and 1. Morningside led this game after one quarter of play, 49-7. It was 70-7 at halftime. And the Mustangs tack on 2 scores in the third quarter to make it 80-7. And 87-14, the final. Dort College's 2 scores came on, the first one came on a Brock Lamley quarterback keeper, 13 yards. Capping a 3-play, 73-yard drive to make it 42-7 at the time. And Daniel White with a 15-yard quarterback keeper. With 4:11 left to go in the game, Brett Gaines hit both point afters. And Dort College loses by a final of 87-14. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College football on KDCR for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon. We'll talk to you in about 50 minutes from the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College volleyball versus Hastings on the way.